Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, the weather is mostly clear tonight with a gentle breeze in Tel Aviv. Jerusalem is experiencing a mild evening, while Haifa remains pleasantly cool. It's a warm night to enjoy the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last few minutes, Ynet reports that Board of Peace officials claim IDF actions in Gaza are inadvertently aiding Hamas, despite warnings against kite launches. Also, Amnesty International has issued a rare condemnation of Hamas, demanding an end to extrajudicial executions, according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier this hour. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew notes that Brigadier General Ofer Winter is launching a new political party today in Jerusalem, amid concerns of a possible alliance with Bennett and Lieberman. Separately, JNS reports from earlier today that United Airlines will restart its San Francisco-Tel Aviv flights in March, with Newark service resuming next month. And finally, I-24 News has Katz stating that Israel will remain on Mount Hermon as long as jihadist threats persist, reported just 15 minutes ago. Here's what people are saying online. Eisenberg, a commentator, posted just minutes ago, questioning claims of a Gaza famine by comparing reported malnutrition deaths to expected starvation figures. Balaz News shared earlier today that Israeli protesters, including bereaved families and an Olympic medalist, gathered at the Kerem Shalom crossing against Gaza aid. I-24 News English reported 13 minutes ago that Defense Minister Israel Katz reviewed IDF troops stationed on Mount Hermon following recent Israeli strikes in northern Syria. Let's go deeper. Starting with the situation in Gaza, Ynet reports that Board of Peace officials are warning that recent Israeli operations, while addressing immediate threats, might be causing strategic damage by allowing Hamas to portray itself as a victim. This statement underscores the complex dynamics in Gaza, where military actions can have unintended political consequences. Turning to Amnesty International's stance, the Jerusalem Post highlights that Amnesty's condemnation of Hamas is significant, given the organization's history of frequent criticism of Israel. By calling for an end to extrajudicial executions, Amnesty shifts some focus onto Hamas's internal practices, which could influence international perceptions and diplomatic pressures on Gaza. Meanwhile, the political scene heats up as Israel Hayom Hebrew reports on Ofer Winter's new party launch. This move comes amidst fears on the political right of possible alignments with figures like Bennett and Lieberman. Such developments could alter the current coalition dynamics and impact future policy directions in Israel. In aviation news, JNS details that United Airlines' decision to restart flights to Tel Aviv from San Francisco and Newark reflects a revival in air travel demand. This resumption is seen as a positive sign for Israel's tourism sector and its economic recovery post-pandemic. Finally, on security matters, I-24 News reports that Israel's commitment to maintaining its presence on Mount Hermon underscores its strategic importance. Katz's statement comes amid ongoing threats from jihadist groups, highlighting Israel's focus on regional security and the protection of its northern borders. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that the Treasury's new calculations reveal the economic cost of reservists has surged, with a month of reserve duty now costing up to 68,000 shekels. This highlights the financial strain on Israel's economy as it balances security needs with fiscal policies. Separately, Globes notes that Israeli AI security company Alice has raised $140 million. The funds will support its innovative rabbit hole technology, aimed at tackling adversarial and harmful content on digital platforms, showcasing Israel's growing influence in AI and cybersecurity. And finally, Keytech reports that Electra has completed the sale of its Nigerian operations for $15 million. This move marks a strategic shift, allowing the company to refocus its resources on more profitable ventures closer to home. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.